I'm so excited for you guys to listen to this week's episode of the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant podcast.
This to me was the biggest piece of the research that went, oh, that's what's going on here. We all have what's called a happiness set point. And it's like a thermostat setting. And no matter what happens to us, whether it's good or whether it's bad, we will tend to return to our set point or thermostat setting unless we do something consciously to change it. So if my thermostat setting was low, which mine was, no matter what happens to me, I'll be happier for a short time, but I'll return to that happiness set point. It explains why people who win the lottery, you know, a lot of people think, well, all I have to do is to be happier is to win the lottery, and then I for sure would be happier. Well, you would be for a little while, but within a year or less, you will return to your happiness set point. And the same is true of people who have tragedies happen. Level up, don't look back, let's go. Set the pace, watch me steal the show. Higher ground, yeah, I'm rising fast. This is my moment, it's built to last. Keep the focus, keep the drive. No slow motion, I'm alive. Power surging, can't deny. I'm unstoppable. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant podcast. We are taking you from burned out and overwhelmed to balanced, beautiful, and abundant. This show is brought to you by Vita Essentials. Today, I have a very special guest in the studio, Marcy Scheimhoff. How you doing? I'm doing fabulous, and I'm so happy to get to be here with you.
Yes, you are a legend in personal growth and transformation, and the phenomenal movie, The Secret, that really was a worldwide awakening in consciousness. And I know you were a big part of that movie and tapping people on the shoulder who you thought should be in it. And it's just such an honor to have you in the studio today. So welcome, welcome.
Thank you. I've gotten so many of my friends and colleagues raving about being on your show, and I'm delighted to be here.
Amazing. Well, I'm going to tell my audience about your illustrious background. So Marcy is a number one New York Times bestselling author. She's sold over 16 million books. She is a world-renowned transformational teacher, an expert on happiness, unconditional love, and how to have a miraculous life. Her books include Happy for No Reason, Love for No Reason, and she has contributed 6 titles in the phenomenally successful Chicken Soup for the Woman Soul series. She has her own show. She hosted her own show on PBS TV, a special called Happy for No Reason. She is a featured teacher in The Secret. Like I said, that movie has just sparked an awakening like no other movie. And she is a narrator in the award-winning film Happy. So, Marcy, you have dedicated your life to help people find love and happiness. What inspired you to step into this vision?
Yeah, what inspired me to step into this was need, personal need. People always wonder, well, oh, you teach happiness. You must have been born happy, right? And my answer is absolutely not. I was born depressed. I came out of the womb with existential angst. I had a great family, great parents. But I had this sort of dark cloud around me when I was a kid. And I just, you know, I now think it perhaps was either some ancestral, trauma that carried through the genes or some maybe past life, PTSD, who knows. But I was an unhappy kid. And my only solution, the only times I would be happier temporarily as a kid was when I ate sugar.
Oh, boy, I can relate to that.
Yep. So I became a sugar addict at a young age. And by the time I was in high school, I was about 35 pounds overweight. And I was deeply unhappy. And so when I was in my 20s, I decided that I really wanted to get happy. And I did what most people do. I set goals for myself. And I figured that once I reached those goals, I'd finally be happy. And I'll share with you, I had 5 of them, and I'll share them because I think most people can relate to these. I wanted to have a successful career helping people. I wanted to have a fabulous husband or life partner, great friends, a comfortable home, and the equivalent of Halle Berry's body. So I got 4 out of 5. I don't have Halle Berry's body, but I have a healthy body for which I'm very, very grateful. And I worked really hard to get all those ducks in a row so I could finally be happy. And I'll tell you, I had a turning point moment. And my turning point moment, it was in 1998. I had 3 books in the top 5 on the New York Times bestseller list at the same time.
Incredible.
I had just finished giving a speech to 8,000 people. And I had autographed 5,432 books. In fact, my client had hired a massage therapist to keep massaging my hands so I could keep on signing. So On one hand, I felt like an author rock star. But I remember going up to my hotel room after the event was over. Went up to it was the penthouse suite that the client had gotten for me. And I walked over to these huge windows overlooking Lake Michigan. And I looked out those windows and I took in that view on top of the world. And I turned around and I collapsed onto the bed and I burst into tears. And I burst into tears because I realized that that same emptiness that I'd had in my heart as a kid, it was still there. And I could no longer fool myself into thinking that just the next thing was going to fix it, because I'd had enough experience that, yeah, you reach your goal and you feel good for a time, but it doesn't work permanently. So that's when I dove headfirst into the study of happiness.
It's crazy because we're kind of like the donkey chasing the carrot. We never think we're going to get there. And then we get there. And 5 minutes later, the ego is like, now what? And it's always hungry for more, 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 more. And I would love for you to speak into your research on happiness. And I think that a lot of people listening to this show, this is a show for high achievers who want to achieve success without the burnout. We're used to chasing our goals and chasing, chasing, chasing. So what is your definition of happiness, and how can we achieve it without feeling like that donkey forever chasing the carrot?
Yeah, that's a perfect description, you know, and it is how so many people feel. And here's the thing. Success is wonderful. I love success. It's just, I said this in the movie, The Secret. I said that we think that success is the key to happiness. It's the other way around. Happiness is the key to success.
Ooh, yeah. I like that. We have it back.
Here's the thing, that feeling of striving and striving and striving for success, and then we get the success, it doesn't bring us that deeper state of happiness. How I define happiness, what I call happy for no reason, is an inner state of peace and well-being that doesn't depend on your circumstances. So I bring my happiness to life rather than try to extract happiness from life. And the reason that I say that happiness is the key to success is that this is a vibrational universe. I mean, everything, you know, back to the movie, The Secret, it's all about vibration. What energy are we vibrating? And when we are happier, it is a higher energetic vibration, certainly higher than burnout or struggle or frustration. And so it's a higher energetic vibration, and you will draw to you, attract to you greater levels of success, and the success, the type that brings fulfillment along with it. And that's, you know, that's the kind we all want. We don't want just success for success sake. We want success because we think it's going to make us happier. Well, hey, I say go for that happiness first, and the other things will follow. And research shows that happier people have better relationships. They're less likely to get divorced. They're healthier. They live on average 9 years longer. And happier people make more than $1 million more than unhappy people over the course of their lifetime. So, you know, it does contribute to lots of things. And so the good news is, you know, there's bad news and good news. Bad news, we have an epidemic of unhappiness in our society.
We do.
1 out of 4 women is on antidepressants. Staggering. But the good news is that science has actually cracked the happiness code. We know what it takes for people to be happier. I think that, like, hallelujah, we know what it takes. This should be taught in the schools.
And what is it? What is the happiness code that science cracked? We're all sitting on the edge of our seats.
Okay. So here's the deal. And by the way, I will say that I started interviewing all of the experts in happiness and people that I met that were unconditionally happy. And I started doing what they were saying. And Rebecca, I would say that I went from a D+ in happiness. If you were grading me before, my before was almost failing. And I'm now an A. And I'm still a work in progress, always, you know, but it's solid. It's there. And here's why. This to me was the biggest piece of the research that went, oh, that's what's going on here. We all have what's called a happiness set point. And it's like a thermostat setting. And no matter what happens to us, whether it's good or whether it's bad, we will tend to return to our set point or thermostat setting unless we do something consciously to change it. So if my thermostat setting was low, which mine was, no matter what happens to me, I'll be happier for a short time, but I'll return to that happiness set point. It explains why people who win the lottery, you know, a lot of people think, well, all I have to do is to be happier is to win the lottery, and then I for sure would be happier. Well, you would be for a little while, but within a year or less, you will return to your happiness set point. And the same is true of people who have tragedies happen. So the set point is the key, and here's how the set point is determined. Your happiness set point is 50% genetic.
Ooh.
You're born with that. I was not born with the happy genes. But don't despair, because I'm going to tell you something good about that in just a moment. So it's 50% genetic. It's 10% your circumstances. Now, that is such a tiny piece of the pie. And yet that's what everybody's running around trying to chase in order to be happier. It's only 10% of the whole puzzle.
They're trying to manage their circumstances. And even if people act right and they follow your stage directions for 5 minutes, then they're going to go off stage, improvise when you want it scripted. Like, it's impossible to constantly control your circumstances. So 50% genetics, 10% circumstances. So
that's what we're all trying to shuffle around. Just as you said, it's like trying to shuffle around the chairs on the deck of the Titanic. Not the way. That is not going to get you there.
Right.
The other 40% is your habits of thoughts and behavior. And that's where we each have the greatest power. Now, I'm going to take this a step further and go back to that 50% that's genetic. Scientists in the field of epigenetics, the field that studies the genes, like Bruce Lipton, who wrote The Biology of Belief, they say that even our genetics can be influenced or changed when we change our habits. That means 90% of our happiness set point can be changed by shifting specific habits. And that's where we have the leverage. And that's where I say this should be taught in the schools. The only difference between happy people and everybody else is that they have different genes and or habits.
So you mean to tell me when you were one of the stars of The Secret, you were still unhappy?
No, by then I had already gotten it.
Oh, by then you already had this.
I already had it. Yeah, I started this other research on happiness in 1998. And I had actually been doing some things along the way and had already raised my happiness set point, but I knew there were specific habits I needed that I was missing. And so I started on those. I started on those. And by the time The Secret came along, which was, I think I was interviewed for that in 2005, I had already really gotten a lot of, really had a lot of movement. And, you know, Rebecca, I share this because I think so many people think, oh, you know, that's for you. That's because you had the books or because you were the chicken soup author or this or that. And I promise you, that was not what did it. In fact, after I finished writing the Chicken Soup for the Soul books, I'd written 7 of them. And I realized I cannot do this anymore. I am like so done. Even though there was still books to be written, I just, I knew I was over, and I thought, well, is that it? Is there anything going to come after that? And something inside of me said, focus on your happiness. Follow what it is you want to do. And I started becoming happier and happier. And I thought, I got to write about this because, you know, a lot of people need this. Oh, so yeah. That's when I wrote Happy for No Reason. And that happened to be around the same time The Secret was came out.
I read there's more books on the topic of happiness than any other book, because so many people are like, how do I get happy? So we are going to cut to a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to talk about some of those happiness habits so we can start getting as happy as Marcy. We'll be right back. Thanks for listening. Let's be real. It shouldn't feel so hard to feel just functional. You eat right, you move your body, you check all the boxes. But if you're still hitting that midday crash or waking up feeling already drained, your body might need cellular support. That's where Vita Essentials comes in. It's a cutting-edge NMN supplement that helps your body naturally produce NAD, the molecule that powers your cells and fuels your energy. This isn't a quick fix. It's a long-term mitochondrial strength in every capsule. So if you want sustained energy for clear focus and real vitality, try Vita Essentials and feel that shift from the inside out. Go to the show notes to grab your discount code.
Hey, beautiful soul. It's Rebecca here, your Magnetic Abundance Mentor. If you've been feeling stuck, burned out, or like you're living a life that's fine but not fabulous, we need to talk. My one-on-one coaching isn't just your typical check the boxes program. It's a total mind, body, soul, and money makeover customized just for your goals. Today, we'll unlock your next level abundance in love, health, wealth, and happiness. You'll leave every session feeling centered, confident, and wildly magnetic to everything you desire. So if you're ready to stop playing small and start living the bold, balanced life you know you're meant for, let's do this. Schedule your breakthrough call today. It's free, it's fun, and it might just change everything.
Imagine this: waking up in your own private villa, breathing in the fresh air of Ensenada, Mexico, starting your day with yoga under the open sky, followed by a gentle hike through lavender fields, then sitting down to the most nourishing organic farm-to-table meal, all while being guided through my signature 7 pillars of abundance to completely set yourself up for success, not only for the rest of 2025, but beyond. This is the Manifest Your Dream Life Retreat, a luxurious, transformative experience happening this fall at the world-class Monte Valle Resort. And because you're a podcast listener, I have something extra special just for you. You'll receive a complimentary spa massage and a vitamin drip therapy treatment because your healing and your glow deserve priority. Spots are intentionally limited to keep it intimate and powerful, and podcast listeners get first access. So go ahead and head to the show notes and claim your spot before it sells out. This is your season to rest, receive, and manifest your dream life. See you in Mexico.
Welcome back to the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show. We have a New York Times bestselling author. She is a featured star of The Secret. She's hosted PBS specials and TV shows and films all about the topic of happiness. So tell us, Marcy, what are some of those happiness habits that you had to adopt to get this happy?
Yeah, that is the million-dollar question. Right? That is where the rubber meets the road. And I love being practical. So, what I found is that there are 21 main happiness habits that people can practice to raise their happiness set point. But I also found that those 21 habits fell into 7 main categories. And what I want to do is I want to go through these 7 main categories, and I'm going to invite everyone to identify, where are you the weakest? because wherever you're the weakest, that's where I suggest you start and focus, because that's your Achilles heel. So Rebecca, are you okay to be my guinea pig on this?
Sure.
Okay. So when I go, after I go through this, I'm going to ask you to tell me, where are you the weakest? Yeah. So I found that it's hard for people to remember seven of anything. So I created a metaphor or an analogy that I call building your inner home for happiness. Makes it a little easier to remember. So okay. Here's how that relates to these seven main elements. Every home has seven main components. It's got a foundation. It's got four corner pillars. It's got a roof, and it's got a garden. Here are the seven main areas that, as they relate to your inner home for happiness. The foundation is taking responsibility for your life and your happiness. So that means showing up in life, not like a victim. Mm-hmm. And you know you're a victim when you're blaming, shaming, or complaining. Blaming others for your challenges. I'd be happier if only my husband were different. Shaming, which is blaming yourself. Oh God, I'm so whatever, not smart or whatever it is. And then complaining about the things outside of you, the weather. I can't be happy. It's raining outside, you know? So if you're in that mode, you are a victim in life and not a victor in life. And so that's where you want to start, because it is the foundation. Okay. Then the four corner pillars are the pillar of the mind. That means your thoughts. Do you have happiness robbing thoughts? Do your thoughts get in the way? Your heart is the second pillar. Your heart. I have never, ever met a happy person who had a closed heart. Mm-hmm. Happy people are open-hearted. That means they're loving, they're generous, they're kind, they forgive easily, and not just towards others, but also all of those things towards themselves as well. Then there's the pillar of the body. Mm. Happiness is a biochemical experience. Do you have enough of the biochemistry of happiness? Do you have enough endorphins? Do you have enough serotonin? Do you have enough dopamine, oxytocin? And by the way, that's where I was the weakest.
Okay.
I did not have enough of those happy chemicals. So that's where I needed to start.
And how did you get the happy chemicals going?
I'll tell you that in a minute. I want to finish the home and then we'll come back to that. Okay. I'd be happy to come right back to that. So then the fourth pillar is the pillar of the soul. And that has to do with your connection to the greater energy of life. And I don't care whether you call it God or the divine or nature or whatever, creative intelligence. So do you feel connected to the bigger energy of the universe? Then there's the roof of your home for happiness. And the roof is your purpose or passion in life. Are you doing what you are here on this planet to be doing? And then finally, there's the garden. And the garden is your relationships, the people you surround yourself with. Are you surrounded by a lot of roses and gardenias, the people that uplift and inspire you? Or are you surrounded by some weeds, the people who might choke out your happiness? So those are the seven areas. The foundation is taking responsibility for your life. Then there's the pillar of the mind, the pillar of the heart, the pillar of the body, the pillar of the soul. The roof is living an inspired life. And then the garden is your relationships. So I'm going to ask everybody right now to identify, where are you the weakest? Because that's where you're going to really start off. So Rebecca, you're the guinea pig. Tell me, where do you think you're the weakest?
Taking responsibility.
Mm.
I understand intellectually about victim, but I do compare. I sometimes say, oh, well, this person's so much more successful than me. Why am I not there? A little bit of self-pity, complaining.
Yep.
Not taking responsibility.
Yep. So comparison is the fast track to misery, they say. So, yeah. So, well, can I give you a couple practical things? First, let me give you the practical thing on the body, because you asked for that. And then I'll give you a practical to do for you on the foundation, the victim piece.
Yes.
All right. The body one. This is going to sound so silly. By the way, all of these are quite simple and easy to do. Do not underestimate them, because they're simple and easy to do. The most important thing is to do things in baby steps, small bites, but consistently.
Mm-hmm.
So this practice, it's called a sunning meditation. And I learned it from a Qinitsong master, Qigong Qinitsong master named Gilles Marin. And he said to me, Marcy, the fastest way for you, for me, given my low serotonin, to become happier is to do this practice every day. He made me promise I would do it for him every day, twice a day for 2 minutes. And he said, for 1 week, and then tell me how you feel. So this is where I start with anybody who comes to me and says that they're not happy. I tell them to do this exercise. So what you want to do is you want to go outside if you're able. If you're not, if it's raining and you can't do it, I'll tell you what to do as a backup. But if you can go outside, stand facing the sun. Now, the sun doesn't have to be shining brightly. Even when the sun is behind clouds, you know kind of where the sun is and there's an energy of the sun coming out. So what you want to do is stand facing the sun and close your eyes. I'm going to repeat that. Close your eyes. Really important. You're not going to be looking at the sun with open eyes. You're going to be closing your eyes. And with your closed eyes facing the sun, you're going to allow the sun's rays, the sun's warmth, to just come in through your closed eyelids and imagine that it goes into the center of your head, the pineal gland. And it warms up. It lights up the pineal gland. And then you imagine it flowing down through your whole system. So you're just, what you're doing is you're bathing through your closed eyelids on the sunlight, the energy of the sun, and allowing it to enter into your whole system. You do that for 2 minutes, twice a day for a week, and it will shift your serotonin levels. And serotonin is one of the master keys to happiness. The other benefit of this is if you have trouble sleeping, you probably have a trouble with melatonin. Melatonin is what helps us sleep. Well, serotonin and melatonin work together. The more serotonin you have, the more melatonin you have. So doing this exercise will also help you produce more melatonin so you sleep better. And then when you sleep better, better sleep also produces more serotonin. They say that your quality of sleep that you got last night is more important for your happiness than your income level or your marital status. So the quality.
Wow. And that is a big shift in the wellness world, because a lot of people used to say, oh, you can sleep when you're dead and no rest for the wicked, all these things. And now, like, sleep, people are obsessed with it. I track my sleep through this Whoop watch. Like, people are realizing sleep is a superpower. So I love that. What do people do if it's snowing or raining?
Oh, good. Yes. Thank you for bringing me back to that. Yeah. So it's not as powerful, but anytime you're looking at nature, nature will also help produce serotonin. So whether it's looking out the window at some trees, or whether it's, you know, inside looking at some beautiful flowers, just keeping your eyes on that beautiful piece of nature for a couple of minutes will also help. It will not be as powerful as the sun's rays, but it will help.
Amazing. So what about taking responsibility? What are some good habits for that area?
I'm going to give you a little game to play. Mm-hmm. And it's called the blame, shame, and complain game. And I did this once in a workshop, and it was a 4-day workshop, and we all were supposed to show up with $1 bills, 20 $1 bills. And every time we would find ourselves blaming somebody else, shaming, blaming ourselves, or complaining, we would put a dollar into a bowl. And I thought, you know, I teach this stuff. I'm going to be really good at this. The first day, Rebecca, I think I put $13 in the bowl. The second day, it was better. I went down to $7. I had to go to the front desk of the hotel and get some more $1 bills. The third day, it was down to $4. And the last day, it was down to $1. And the reason is it all starts with awareness. It's all about, oh my God, there I am doing it again. And then not beating yourself up for it. Because when you beat yourself up for doing something like blaming, shaming, or complaining, you're adding insult to injury. So all you want to do is go, oh, there's that old habit. It's not you. It's an old habit. Mm-hmm. So you don't need to, you're not a bad person. You just have an old habit. So I would say play the blame, shame, and complain game. If you've got kids, fabulous. Play it with them. At the end of the week, take that bowl of $1 bills and go donate it somewhere. And just see, notice what shifts. Now, the other thing I'm going to tell you to do, because awareness is the first step. The other thing is, there's a simple question that I love. I just love this question. You know, Einstein said, one of my favorite quotes of Einstein is that the most important question we can ask ourselves is this a loving universe? Is this a benevolent universe? Happy people will always say yes.
Yes. Now,
that doesn't mean that everything that happens is what they wanted to have happen. But what it means is they believe that life is in their favor, mm-hmm. that life has their back. And if something happens, it's happening in some way for a higher good. So I would say as an experiment, next time you find yourself comparing yourself, as you said, Rebecca, or, you know, yep. any form of blaming, shaming, or complaining, ask yourself this question. If this were happening for a higher purpose, what might that be?
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Simple question.
If I'm comparing myself, if I'm in this old habit, why might that be? Maybe it's so I could really learn my own deeper worth. So I'm not basing it on other people's anything. You know, maybe that old habit that I've had is there to, you know, finding the gift in it, finding the gift in that.
When you get derailed, because I know you're a teacher of happiness, but you're also a human, and the human condition does have its ups, downs, and all arounds. When you feel yourself getting derailed, do you have an affirmation, a mantra, or a practice that helps you get back on the happiness track?
I do. I for me, anytime we connect in with our hearts, that's the way back. So one of the practices that I do is I just always put my hand on my heart, take a deep breath. Imagine that I'm breathing in and out through the center of my heart. This is a technique from the Institute of Heart Math. In fact, do we have just a moment, 1 minute before we have to take a break where I could walk you through?
Yeah, we're good.
Oh, good. Okay. Well, let me walk you, everybody, through this.
Yeah.
Because I like people having an experience. And Rebecca, again, you're going to be like my guinea pig. So I'm going to ask you to tell me how you shifted. Okay. So it's three simple steps. So the Institute of Heart Math has found that when we're feeling stressed out, or, you know, frustrated or angry, we go into what's called heart rhythm incoherence, where our heart rhythms go in an erratic kind of a way. And when we're feeling grateful, happy, love, we go into heart rhythm coherence. And they found that 5 minutes of heart rhythm incoherence, anger, frustration, will suppress your immune system for up to 6 hours. But 5 minutes of love and appreciation will strengthen it for 6 hours. Now, we're not going to do 5 minutes. We're going to do 1 minute. And you're going to see how 1 minute shifts you, okay?
Okay.
So, you can do this with your eyes opened or closed. I find it goes deeper with eyes closed. So I'm going to.
If you're driving, keep your eyes open.
Yes, please. All right. But if you're able to, close your eyes.
Okay.
And the first step is to simply place your hand on your heart. That simple act of putting your hand on your heart stimulates the flow of oxytocin. Oxytocin is known as the love hormone. It's what we feel when we feel love for others, but it's also just this own, you're putting your hand on your heart is starting oxytocin in your system right now. Now, the second step is to imagine that you're breathing in and out through the center of your heart. So you're inhaling into your heart, and you're exhaling out of your heart. You can inhale all the way down to your belly, but just imagining it coming through your heart. So keep on doing that at your own pace. You might already be feeling a little different, but here's the main key, the third step. Every time you inhale into your heart, imagine that you're breathing in love, ease, and compassion.
Love, ease, and compassion.
Each inhale, breathing in love, ease, and compassion. And your exhale, you just exhale out of your heart. Now, love, ease, and compassion, you can remember a time when you felt any of that. You can think about a beloved person or four-legged that helps you feel that way. Or you can just say the words internally to yourself. Doesn't matter. So one more deep breath. Breathing in love, ease, and compassion. And on your next exhale, if you would open up your eyes. And there we are. Tell me if you would. How do you feel?
I feel amazing. I definitely felt a shift. And that was a beautiful practice. How long do you recommend our listeners do that practice of breathing in love, ease, and compassion?
Again, this is one of those things you can do for a minute or two. I sometimes do it when I'm standing in line at the grocery store and it's a long line and I would feel frustrated. Instead, I just do this. I've done this. Now, here's the thing. Doing it once or twice, not going to change your life. But if you get in the habit of doing this, I've done this thousands of times. Now, all I have to do is put my hand on my heart and that whole physiological process begins for me. So do it. Try it for 2 minutes twice a day for the next week. If you don't try the other one, try this one. If you don't do sunning, do this one. Just try whatever sings to you and use your own life experience.
Beautiful. Well, we are going to cut to a quick break. You're listening to the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant podcast brought to you by Vita Essentials. And we are interviewing superstar spiritual teacher Marcy Shymoff. We'll be right back.
Achievers know this. Just because you can push through fatigue doesn't mean you should. We've been told that exhaustion is normal, especially in midlife, but it's not. Vita Essentials is an NMN supplement that helps your body naturally produce NAD+, boosting mitochondrial health, mental clarity, and cellular energy. This formula isn't just filler-free. It's packed with clinically selected ingredients like CoQ10, paraxanthine, and resveratrol. If you're ready to supplement smarter, not harder, then Vita Essentials is for you. Because peak performance in midlife is not only possible, it's powerful. What if your skincare did more than just smooth fine lines or give you a glow? What if it helped you feel calmer, clearer, and more like yourself every single day? That's exactly what I found with Skin to Mind, a luxurious three-step ritual that doesn't just treat your skin, it supports your whole mental health. In just 3 easy steps morning and night, I feel like I'm giving my nervous system a reset and my skin a second chance. No overwhelm, no 10-step routine. Just intentional, elevated skincare that makes you look radiant and feel deeply grounded. Because when you feel good in your skin, everything else flows. Ready to experience skincare that loves you back? Head to the show notes for your exclusive discount code on Skin to Mind and step into your new favorite ritual.
Okay, can I be real for a second? You're out there crushing it in some areas of your life, but in others, it's like a hot mess express. Sound familiar? Here's the thing. You're not just meant to survive, you're meant to thrive. And that's exactly what I help my clients do in my coaching program. Together, we'll tackle all 7 pillars of abundance because who wants killer abs but a dumpster fire of a bank account? Or a thriving career, but zero in the romance department? Yeah, no thanks. I'm inviting you to schedule a breakthrough call with me. No pressure, no awkward sales pitch, just you, me, and a chance to figure out why you're stuck and how to get unstuck. So stop doom scrolling and start doing something about it. Click the link in the show notes and let's start giving you your best, most bougie life. You in? Welcome back, everyone. It's the Balanced, Beautiful, Abundant Show with Rebecca Whitman. I am so glad you're here. So you are an expert not only on happiness, but on love. And you say in your book, In Love for No Reason, you share that love isn't a relationship, but a way of being. How can we cultivate this love from within?
Yeah, beautiful. So just like with happy for no reason is an inner state of peace and well-being that doesn't depend on our circumstances. Love is the same. love, now we haven't been taught that way. We've been taught that love is about a person or an object. I love my friend, or I love my home. But what I'm talking about is unconditional love that is generated inside. So it's an unconditional feeling of love inside that doesn't depend on what's going on outside. And that's the real deal. You know, that's the love that lasts, because it's knowing the truth of who we are. And how we do that, you know, I find in the last 12 years, I've been teaching a program, a worldwide program called Your Year of Miracles, where we have thousands and thousands of people. We've had 100 countries. We've had 30,000 people graduate from that program. And it's about how to live a miraculous life. And what I have found is that the biggest block that people have to living a miraculous life is a lack of self-love. I believe all love starts with really feeling an unconditional love for ourselves. And that's different than self-esteem. Self-esteem is, I love myself because I'm smart, or because I do a good job on this, or because I look a certain way. And that's, you know, that's nice. It's nice that you, but that's not love. That's unconditional self-love is, I love myself no matter what, even when I make mistakes, even because you know the truth of who you are. You know that the divinity that's inside.
What was your love journey like? Did you have an easy time manifesting romantic love, or did you have to learn the lesson first that it starts from within? And then you manifested your soulmate. And are you with your soulmate now?
I am with my soulmate now. We've been together 26 years. And it was an interesting journey, because I think everything that's out there reflects what's going on in here. Mm-hmm. So in the beginning, we got together just right in my beginning stages of studying happiness. So, you know, it was rough in the beginning. Our relationship was rough. And the more that I have really owned, I would say, really deeply experienced a deeper state of self-love, the more beautiful our relationship is. And I also know that our relationships are, I think, is the PhD program for personal growth. And so when things are not working there, I have to go, oh, what's working? Where do I go back inside and have it work? So the biggest leap that we had in our relationship was we split up for a few years. Mm. And I worked on that self-love. And I remember one day I said to a friend, oh man, I feel better than I've ever felt in my life. And out of the blue, he called me the next morning. We hadn't talked in a while. And he said, I think we should get back together.
Isn't that amazing?
Wow. Yeah.
It's like you had to surrender your love life to whatever you call it, God, source, the universe. And it's like the same thing happened to me when I truly surrendered it. And I was like, God, if I'm meant to be alone, I'll be alone. I just want to be around like loving, high vibe, positive people. Then couple days later, I met my soulmate.
Wow. Congratulations. How long have you been together?
7 years.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah.
Great.
So is your soulmate on a spiritual path, or is he more practical and you're the spiritual one in the relationship?
Well, since I was 5 years old, the thing I most wanted was my soulmate. I felt him. And the number one thing that I wanted was spiritual, because it's what's most important to me and my world and my life. And he is 100% that. Sometimes I wish he were more practical than he is. So I carry a little more of the practical. He actually carries more of the spiritual and really reminds me how it's more important than anything else. Cause I can get trapped in that, you know, busy life thing. And so, yeah.
Oh, that's not what I was expecting to hear.
I know it wasn't what you were expecting to hear.
That is very interesting. I thought you were going to say he's like an engineer and I'm the woo-woo best-selling transformational author, but that's not the case.
No, he's a psychotherapist.
Okay.
And really, really a beautiful soul, spiritual psychotherapy, and does great work. And so we help each other a lot. We really consider each other, for me, a soulmate is the person that that helps me most on my journey of awakening. You know, I think that's what we're on the planet for, is to awaken, and let's use our relationships for that.
They're quite a classroom, I'll tell you that much. So you talk about living in the miracle zone in your, what is your 12-month year in miracles class? Yeah. So what does that mean, living in the miracle zone, and how can we get in it?
Yes. So the dictionary, Webster's, defines a miracle as a surprise and welcome event that can't be explained by science and that's often attributed to divine grace.
Beautiful. Yeah, I like the definition.
So you cannot create a miracle. Miracles are a gift of the universe. What you can do is you can create the conditions for miracles to flow in your life. So you become more and more of the receptacle, because the reality is there are miracles everywhere. I mean, truly everywhere, but we are not open and receptive to them. And so it's really a matter of how do you become open and receptive to them? And, you know, we go through how to create miracles, how to open to miracles in every area of your life, relationships and work and money and health and everything, through the year-long program. But I will tell you, there are five main principles. Shall I just share those with you?
Yes, we would love them.
Okay. So again, I'm trying to make things easy for people to remember. So I created an acronym out of these five. I call them the five foundations for living in the miracle zone. And so the word usher are the five main letters, and U stands for universe. And what it means is trusting in the universe. What we spoke about earlier, as a matter of fact, trusting that it's a benevolent universe and that life is for you. Life is on your side. Then the S in the word usher stands for soul. And the foundation, the principle, is to live from the soul. Mm-hmm. Most people live from the ego.
Yeah.
Ego is, you know, we set our intentions from the ego. I want to be successful, or I want this, or I want that. But those are really because we think we should, or so that we'll look a certain way, so we'll prove ourselves. None of that. What's the soul telling you? What are your soul-based intentions? And that's, we actually start the program off in the year with what are your soul-based intentions and how to get in touch with those. Then the H stands for heart. Living with an open heart, leading with an open heart. And we've already spoken about that, is about, you know, leading with an open heart is walking through life with that feeling of love. Love is the most powerful, and love is the essence of life. Every spiritual tradition speaks of love as the highest vibration energy and what we're here for. Yeah. Then the E in usher stands for energy. Everything is energy. So this principle is about choosing where you put your energy and attention. Where you put your energy, you know, your energy, what you put your attention on is what flows stronger in your life. So
right.
If you're putting your attention or energy to what's not working, you're going to get more of what's not working.
Right.
One of the things that we focus on in the program is celebrating your wins. You know, yes. What is something that you can celebrate, big or small, in the last day or two? You know, just what do you celebrate? I mean, I can celebrate that I am just, I broke my toes a couple of weeks ago, but I'm celebrating.
Broke your toes?
Something fell out of the front of a refrigerator and broke my toes.
How many toes? You broke two toes?
But you know what? Life is not against me. Life is for me.
So and what was for you about that? Like, how did
I
you?
It was giving me a chance to slow down. Mm-hmm. There was a message of slow down. I was running too fast.
Yeah.
So I'm slowing down and I'm smelling the roses. I'm enjoying, literally, I'm in my garden. I can't walk far, but I can walk to my garden. I'm smelling the roses. So it's about choosing where you put your energy and attention. That's the E. And then the R in Usher, we've already spoken about, is about taking responsibility for your life. So those are the five foundations that will put you in that flow where, you know, and it's that flow where you go, wow, I needed an extra $730 to pay the bills. And I got a check out of the blue for $730. Or, you know, the person calls you just when you were thinking of them, or the answer that you were needing comes in a book. It's where you're in that flow of life and synchronicities happen.
You're either in the flow or out of the flow.
Yep. Exactly. So
if you could tell a woman who's listening, who is feeling burned out, overwhelmed, stuck in a rut, one practical thing to do after hearing this podcast, what would that one thing be that would help her slowly shift, or quickly, it could be a quantum leap, shift out of where she is?
So the first thing I'm going to say is you pick what feels most drawn to. I've given you a number of things to do. I gave you the blame, shame, and complain game, the sunning exercise, the inner ease technique from the Institute of Heart Math. So the first thing is to know yourself and find what it is you most want. But if there was one universal, you've heard it before, I'm not going to say anything new, but it's a matter of doing it. Gratitude.
Yes.
Gratitude is it, you know, living as a thank you, living life as a thank you. Try for the next, just for the next few days, walking around with thank you in your heart. You know, just every hour, put your hand on your heart and say thank you. Thank you for whatever it is in that moment.
Beautiful. And if you could give young Mercy, age 18, advice about life, what would you tell her?
You know, people always ask me if this is selfish, everything I'm talking about. And I would say it's the least selfish thing in the world. So I would tell my 18-year-old self, focus on falling in love with yourself. Because when you shift, it's not selfish. When you shift, it changes everybody else around you. You know, there's a beautiful Chinese proverb that I love to share. It goes like this. It says, when there is light in the soul, there will be beauty in the person. When there is beauty in the person, there will be harmony in the house. When there is harmony in the house, there will be order in the nation. And when there is order in the nation, there will be peace in this world. And that is my prayer and my wish for all of us, that we know that light in our own souls. And through that, we create more peace on this planet of ours that needs it.
Oh, what a beautiful way to end an incredible interview, Mercy. I know my audience is going to want to find you online and stay in touch with you and hear about what you have going on. Tell us where to find you.
Well, you can go to happyfornoreason.com, happyfornoreason.com. And as a gift to you for coming, I have a workbook. It's called my Happy for No Reason workbook, and it has all 21 of the happiness habits in it. And with each one, it has an exercise that you can do, a practice that you can do. So the practices that I've shared with you, those are in there, plus a bunch of other ones as well. It's also got an assessment so you can see where you are on the happiness continuum. And so I really welcome you to come to happyfornoreason.com and get that gift. You also could go to youryearofmiracles.com and find out about how to live a miraculous life.
Beautiful. And what is your social media handle? Where are you hanging out on social?
Well, these days I'm doing YouTube, but on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, but more YouTube than anything.
And is it under Marcy Shymoff?
Marcy Shymoff.
Amazing.
And Facebook, Marcy Shymoff fan page.
Oh, fantastic. Well, if you guys are listening to this interview, I know you're blown away and you're going to want to stay in touch with her. Thank you so much, everybody, for going on the journey with us that you can achieve success in life, not through chasing success, but through aligning with success, which is what Mercy teaches. And that's what we believe on the show. And I'd love to hear your biggest takeaway or aha moment from the show. Mercy gave us so many tips, tools, strategies, habits, practices. What's one thing that you're going to do to get into a higher happiness set point, go ahead and message me on Instagram, send me a DM, or message me under this podcast. I know it's a live stream, and I can't wait to hear how you're going to get just a little bit happier, right, Marcy? Just if we get a little bit happier every day, we'll be way happier by the end of the year.
Absolutely. So, baby steps get you there.
Baby steps. So thank you everyone for listening to the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show. And until we meet again, keep your vibe high and magnetized. Bye everyone. Hey there, it's Rebecca, your magnetic abundance mentor. Let me ask you something. Are you feeling stuck, burned out, or like life just isn't as juicy as you know it can be? If you're nodding right along, it's time for a breakthrough. My coaching program is designed to help you align your life in all seven pillars of abundance: spiritual, physical, emotional, romantic, mental, social, and financial, so you can finally live that big, bold, sexy, and adventurous life you deserve. And here's the best part. I'm inviting you to schedule a breakthrough call with me. No pressure, no sales gimmicks, just a genuine chance to experience my coaching firsthand and get crystal clear on what is next for you. Because your best life is not a someday thing, it's a right now thing. So click the link in the show notes to book your breakthrough call and let's start making magic together. Your next level is calling you. Have you ever opened your eyes and already felt drained or hit a wall by 2 p.m. even after doing all the biohacks? You're not alone. Thousands of us are walking around with low cellular energy and we don't even know it. That's why I take Vita Essentials. It's a high quality NMN supplement that helps your body naturally produce NAD+, the molecule that powers your mitochondria, brain, and body. One or two capsules a day equals long-term energy, clarity, and strength from the inside out. Because running on empty is not a vibe I'm bringing into this next chapter, go ahead and grab a discount in the show notes.